Test.
Welcome to the Hollis Chapin Show, the podcast that brings you the most inspiring and thought-provoking conversations each and every week. I'm your host, Hollis Chapin, and I am thrilled to have you join us on this exhilarating journey. On this show, we delve into the minds of visionaries, change makers, and trailblazers from all walks of life, from authors, entrepreneurs to athletes, artists, activists, and even astronauts. We leave no stone unturned in our quest to inspire and empower our listeners. Our guests are not just your average run-of-the-mill celebrities. They're individuals who have overcome the odds, shattered barriers, and achieved phenomenal success. They share their secrets, successes, and even their failures, so you can learn from their journeys and apply their wisdom to your own life. Whether we're diving into personal development, authors, new novels, entrepreneurship, mental health, social justice, or the latest scientific breakthroughs, our discussions are always thought-provoking, challenging conventional wisdom, and pushing the boundaries of what's possible. But it's not just the guests that make this show special, it's you, the listeners. Your engagement, questions, and comments fuel every episode. We live for the HAW moments, the goosebumps, and the inspiring breakthroughs that happen when we come together as a community. So grab your headphones, get ready for a mind-expanding experience, because on the Hollis Chapin Show, we believe that everyone has a story worth telling and a dream worth pursuing. Our mission is to inspire you to take that first step towards your own greatness. Mark your calendar, set your alarm, because every Tuesday and Friday a new episode drops, ready to empower, educate, and entertain you. Join us on this magnificent adventure, and together, let's unlock our limitless potential. Welcome to the Hollis Chapin Show.
Hello, and welcome to the Hollis Chapin Show. I am Hollis. Welcome today. Happy Friday to all. Hope everything is going well. Hope the weather is nice. Like it here is here in Tempe, Arizona, 63 degrees at 10 o'clock in the morning. Awesome. All right. So let me get a couple things out first before we start the show. Again, we started Podbean in January. It's a new platform for us. So we're learning and we're still learning and stuff. This is the reason why I do shows, even though we don't have a guest come on. But it's very important for you to understand, Podbean is a different little, it's a different platform. So we got to learn to adjust to what we got going on, because I think it's a great platform. I think it's got some great potential for us and the guests, the listeners, because I'm at different things right now, and Podbean has advertising and promoting all over. That is outstanding. So the more promoting they do, the more listeners we get to our show. But we got to do our stuff too. Things we got to do beforehand. Our guest comes on this show. We need emails from our potential guests. We need emails so we can send you an invite. And then we send you a link. Okay, so now that's Podbean's way of doing their business. We must have that. Okay, we gotta have that. We send the invite. Now you're in the system. We'll send you a link. Now, once you see the link, boy, you can, it's got a great little promotion for you there. You get probably a picture of yourself or your book there. So things are turning. But if you don't send us your information, your emails, we can't do any more with that. Okay? So that's that for that. let's talk about today's show. Today's show, we're going to talk about coupons. You know, using coupons for business, it's a great thing. Using coupons to sell and promote your books, a great thing. Okay, there's rules and regulations like anything for doing that. But we'll talk about that a little later, but coupons is great. So we're going to talk about the power of utilizing coupons on different websites to boost your website traffic. Organically, coupons are a fantastic tool for driving traffic to your site, you know, your author's page, to your website, whatever. It's a great way to increase sales as well. So let's dive into it and learn how effective leverage coupons. Creating coupons. Again, we can do all this stuff for you behind the scenes. We do have a site. We do have our platform that we can create coupons. Matter of fact, we're getting ready to put our new coupon out on our website, globalwriter.net. That's a website where authors can go and purchase stuff and all kinds of good things, stuff like that. But we're going to add a coupon there for us too. So we can create coupons and a code for you if you choose. Okay. But again, we'll talk about that later. So the first step in using coupons to drive traffic is to create an attractive and compelling offer. You know, this day and age being very competitive, that's with anything. You know, if you create an author's page, it's going to be very compelling. It's going to be very attractive. If you create your book cover, it's going to be very compelling. It's going to be very attractive. It's going to really like, wow, what is this book all about? You know, when you do your branding for your business, it's got to be compelling. It's got to be sharp. It's got to look good. Same thing with creating coupons, okay? So think about what kind of discount or promotion would appeal to your target audience. Think about what works. Okay, so you put a little bit of thought into it. And make sure it's easy for them to redeem. Okay, talk about redeem. I just did something, Chase, our business card is from Chase. This is the first time I used their redeem option. Wasn't hard to do, but you know what? Using that redeem and using that Chase card like that, it made it very attractive to me to do things in the future. Because to be honest, the first time I ever used my business card and redeem the points. So kind of like didn't know how to do it. So I had to sit there and call Chase. They explained. I went to Chase Bank. They explained. And it's like, wow, this is pretty good. So the redeem factor, a lot of people probably already done. This house is just new at doing it. Excuse me for that. But it was very nice. And it was easy once I learned the lingo. Once I learned, it was easy to use. So we want to do the same thing when you create coupons. Ease of use, okay? So you can create a coupon using tools like Coupon Creator, which allows you to be customize your offer and design. And we have a Coupon Creator built into our tools that we have. So we can help you create the whole thing. You know, you get yourself, you can have your book cover on there, you can have your picture on there, you can have tools where you can sit there and change the wording around, stuff like that, obviously, works perfect. We have the tools ourselves, okay? All right, step number two, distributing coupons. We're going to put ours on our website. We're going to sit there, and here's a trick. Here's a tip and trick for you. Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R, that platform. What you do, once you create your coupon, get your codes and stuff like that, you can go there and hire a person who distributes coupons. Because if you did it by yourself, because there's places you can put those coupons all over the place. It was very time consuming. So we got an ad out in the Philippines, all over the world, looking for a person who can do, you know, who has the access to these sites. We're going to pay them at a very good price to distribute our coupons all over. And they gave us a nice price. We're going to have them distribute our coupon for anywhere from 60 to 100 websites. Great place. And said, again, our virtual assistant is going to be from Philippines. So very excited about that. We're just getting everything done behind the scenes. But again, Fiverr. I'm not going to talk deep about it, but remember that. Fiverr, good place to go to hire someone very inexpensively to do your distribution, and put the things out there for you. Fiverr, okay? So you can share them on your website, social media channels, or through email marketing campaigns. So I say social media. You got to make sure you are very transparent, because the Facebooks, you know, Meta and all of them, they're very, very, very particular about companies doing coupons. So make sure you have everything in place. Make sure you're very transparent. Make sure it's easy to do. Make sure, you know, again, just make sure everything's on the up and up, because they will come down on you hard, okay? And through email marketing campaigns, you can also partner with coupon websites like RetailMeNot or coupons.com. Those are a couple of websites. Those are a couple of tips. Write that down. RetailMeNot or coupons.com. Okay, so those two sites right there, my virtual assistants from the Philippines will put, you know, they'll be contacting them so we can go from there. So to reach a wider audience, make sure to track the performance of your coupons to see which channels are driving the most traffic. So we, in ours, we have built-in analytics, so we'll know where it's coming from. Okay? We'll know where it's coming from, so we can tweak it and adjust it. If it's not working and I get any traffic, we'll move on from them and go to the next. Same thing we can help you with. Okay? Hey, this is Hollis Chapman, the Hollis Chapman Show. We didn't have a guest in today. We had some things that kind of went south on us, so hopefully we'll have our guest in next week, okay? But like I said before, make sure Podbean is a different animal, different platform. They need things the way they've done, and I need things to do it the correct way too, okay? We had an interview with via phone, but when you do it just via phone, you start picking up noise via phone. And then it makes it no good. Okay, so right now I'm sitting at my studio, headphones on. I got buffers and stuff like that to cut out noise. When I use the phone, it kind of throws it all off. Okay, so very important. All right, so let's talk about some success stories from using coupons. Many businesses have found success in using coupons to drive traffic to their website. For example, a small boutique clothing store saw a 30% increase in online sales that happened after running a coupon campaign on Instagram. Great. Another e-commerce site saw a 50% increase in website traffic after offering a buy one, get one free coupon on their products. You know, simple, easy. Transparent, make sure everything's great, make sure everything's legit, make sure you give them what they get, they offer. Otherwise, those big boys will come down on you hard. Okay, they really will. And that, you know, again, have a nice reputation out there. Have, you know, everything, there's so many scams out there. You don't want to get in that potential scam list. Give them what they ask for, give them what they sign up for, and boom, okay? There's just so many scams out there. It gets so frustrating. People spend so much time trying to scam people. Boy, why can't they put all that time into trying to do things the right way, the correct way, the safe way? Okay? So we do that. We who are teaching you now, you do that. We do it the safe way, the correct way. All right? Before we continue maximizing impact, let's have some takeaways. Coupons can drive customers to your business and introduce new customers to your store by buying more books. Or offer, you know, if you're a speaker, you can get that opportunity where you can get seen by somebody who could be the big wig. Yes, we want him as our speaker. You know, TEDx, TED Talk, outstanding. Coupons, they get that visibility. Coupons can help introduce new product lines and encourage customers to try a more profitable brand or service. These are some takeaways, okay? Coupons can also help attract existing customers to come back to your store. Very cool. Have them come back. Okay. Once you get them, now you got to keep them. So what are you doing different? Okay. The holiday season has passed, but now you got to do something for the rest of the year. Okay. You know, I already see the St. Patrick's Day specials and stuff like that. Do a St. Patrick's Day coupon. You know, the green and the leprechauns and all that kind of good stuff. Get creative. Okay? So you maximize the impact. To maximize the impact of your coupons, consider offering time-limited promotions. You know, time-limited. That is a marketer's go-to. Those are the big brains, the big boys who market, they always say, buy now before it runs out. You see the infomercials on TV. Buy now, we only got 50 left. We sold 1,000, we only got 50 left. Buy now. So it's very important to be part of your marketing, as I say, offering time-limited promotions. Very important. Or creating exclusive offers for your loyal customers. You got somebody who's been with you for a little bit. You know, we've been part of Paul Pona's team for years, and we get little trinkets every now and then from his team because we've been part of buying from him every year. You can do the same thing. You know, who's been with you for a little bit? Show them some love. Send them a little something-something via coupon. Okay, you know, make it where a point where the people who's been there for a while, let's make some offers for them, and the public don't know it yet. Or make it, you know, you open it up later on to the public. You know, Paul's done that, where his loyal customers, he provides us opportunities before it goes out to the world. It makes you feel good. Yeah, hey, you can buy it at this price, and after we've done this promotion, it goes to this price for everybody else. That's pretty cool. So a coupon can advertise that, okay? You can also use coupons to drive traffic to specific landing pages, okay, or product categories on your website. And so we're getting ready to do. We're putting ours together. They go to our website, www.globalwriter.net. We got some outstanding stuff there. As a matter of fact, we got some brand new travel suitcases on there that we're selling. We got dog, you know, pet food, pet stuff on there. Everything pertains to humans, you know, to buy, stuff like that. Authors, see, those are authors' quote website, authors' niche. Anybody can go and purchase there. Okay. All our stuff sells from, comes from Canada, US, and Europe. Quick ship and no shipping costs, quick delivery, all kinds of good stuff. So make sure you mention that when you put it in your campaign. Makes it good. So coupons offer to keep things fresh and engaging for your audience. That's what coupons do. Additional tips, more tips. Okay, here are a few additional tips for optimizing your coupon usage. Use eye-catching visuals and compelling copy to grab the attention of your audience, okay? We have copywriters in-house so we can get things done that way. We have so many templates. Now, I was going through that last night. Oh, some great, you know, outstanding stuff. That's all you got to do is change the wording around, change the business name around. But the template is already set. Great. Very eye-catching. You know, change the letter, change the fonts. Perfect. Right there, we can do it. Make sure your coupons are mobile friendly, and ours are, for customers who prefer to shop on their smartphones. Most people do. So ours are mobile friendly. You can shop right there. When it goes to mobile, it's easy to read, easy to navigate, perfect. Okay. Offer multiple ways for customers to redeem their coupons, multiple ways, such as online or in store. Okay, so you must do that. Okay. All right. So some more advantages of using coupons for business. Pros of offering coupons include introducing new customers to your store or website. Like I mentioned, coupons can also introduce new product lines to help sell existing or unwanted inventory. You know, you got stuff that didn't sell last year, but you don't want to, you know, it's too costly just to give them away. Hey, throw a coupon together, campaign, coupon campaign for stuff that's going to be outdated. Great idea. Very creative. So you do that to make room for the new stuff coming in. Coupons can be used to strategically or encourage customers to buy a new, more profitable product to help boost your profit margin. It's all about it. Okay? Buy one book and second book half price. That can be your coupon. All right? We want to move those books. We do not want them sitting in your garage. We don't want them sitting at your PR firm. We don't want them sitting at your, anywhere. We want those babies to move. You know, when you go start doing those book signings and stuff like that, you have coupons? Are you using coupons there? You know, use a coupon with the, wherever you're doing your book signing. Use that as part of the headline. Okay? All kinds of good stuff. If they order more books, you sit there and say free shipping. We'll get it out to you within a week. Put it right on the coupon. Great ideas. Get creative. You got to get creative. Get those things moving. You really do. So also, coupons can create loyalty with existing customers by using the discount as a reward to ensure they continue to buy from you, like I mentioned. All right? Take care of the people who's taking care of you. That's some of the frustrations sometimes when I go to my gym is they sit there and cater to these people who are new, who probably won't be there for 2 months because they're going to go through the special. But myself and other friends there who's been there for years, you take care of us. You give us a little love because we've shown you love. We're there consistently all the time for years. How does that make you feel when they come up to you and say, hey, Hollis, thanks for being here all the time. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for sitting there and being a loyal customer. It makes you feel pretty good. So do the same thing with your clients. Do the same thing with your customers. Use a coupon. Show them some love. Wow, it goes a long way. It really does. Email marketing list. Do you have one? You getting one together? One way to maximize the advantages of coupons in today's digital world is to use coupons as a way to build social media marketing. Now, I was reading this morning from Neil Patel. He's going to have a website or webinar on is social media really the thing to do now? He says social media engagement has dropped 60%. So we get, it's 60%. Social media, I could be the first to sit there and tell you the engagement is not the greatest thing. You know, we look at people, look at your stuff, but they aren't really engaging. Well, the Facebook's Meta and Twitter, X, a lot, they want to see engagement. But like Neil Patel said, that has dropped 60%. That's rough. Where's it going? I'm going to watch the webinar. And I'll tell you more about it when I see what Neil says. I'm one of his customers, so he gives us a little heads up. But we're just in C. What do you do? So hold that thought about how much funds you put into marketing on social media because things are changing. Things are changing with the AI and stuff like that. Things are changing. You know, you hear the story about Tyler Perry, who owns his studio out in Atlanta. And he was going to build an $800 million to build extensions, to build, to expand his studio out there. Well, he put a pause on it. Why? Because of the greatness, the unbelievableness of AI. Things he used to have to pay people to do, AI can do it. He's blown away. So is AI making a difference in the social media marketing? I think so. A lot of stuff we do, like I said, again, this is the first person that I've had done hired in a long time. With my coupon generation, our distribution. But who knows how long that's going to be. Maybe AI can do that for me in the future. I'm keeping my eye on it. You know, like all of us, we got to save dollars because of the inflation. So everything costs so much. We got to save dollars where we can. But you got to spend dollars to create more money. So it's a vicious cycle. But you got to learn. You got to learn and learn and see. Okay? All right. So email marketing is very important. Social media pages is important to have, but is it declining? So here's some disadvantages using coupons for businesses. The biggest con of using coupons is that they cost your business money. Any discount you offer will mean less money in your pocket. The key is to calculate whether that discount will make a difference to your profit margin. Make sure about that. Introducing a new customer to your store or bringing back old customers who may have gone elsewhere chasing other coupons. In New York Times columns, doing the math on coupon deals, develop a method to calculate whether or not a coupon discount is worth it for your business. So everything is costly. Yes, you got to spend money to make money, but do your work. Just like anything else, do your due diligence, make sure it works, crunch the numbers, make sure it's working, okay? Now, if you can do the coupons, if you can save, you got things behind the scenes and save, it's not bad. There's a spark of little interest, a spark of little thing, but you got to make sure the numbers work for you, okay? Cannibalize existing revenue. Even your regular customers can get in the habit of waiting for coupons. Ooh. You know? I mean, I just got coupons from Fry's yesterday in mail. I very seldom use coupons. Because all of a sudden now I have coupons sitting all over the house. Because once I get them, who knows when I'm going to the store again? So all of a sudden they'll be sitting in the thing. I just throw away. You know, and some people are so good at using those coupons and saving them, but I just hate this collecting stuff and having it sitting around. Because I got this coupon just in the mail. I'm not sure when I'm going to go to the store again. So guess what? They're sitting in the house. That drives me crazy. So, you know, some people are better than I am at doing that. So cannibalizing revenues already generated before you introduce the coupon program. So it might be best if you consider when and how to offer these coupons to avoid impacting your existing customer base. You just got to do your homework. You got to really see. It's important. It's cool. Maybe a seasonal thing, you know, stuff like that. Or people don't sit there and go, oh, I'm going to wait for the coupons to come out. You know, because you got some people who just do that for a living. Coupon shoppers, you know. Special considerations. When planning a coupon strategy, think about how you want to use that strategy to improve your bottom line. For example, when a coupon draws traffic to your store, those customers may buy other non-discounted products. That's what you hope for. That's what you want. A common strategy used by food stores. I got my stuff in yesterday from Fry's, but I threw it away last night. The coupon could introduce new customers to your store, helping to foster long-term communication with a new customer through social media or email. Okay? I think email still does work well. But check it. Make sure you keep an eye on it. The coupon could encourage customers who haven't been in the end for a while to come back. For example, you can send a coupon to customers who haven't been in for 60 days or more using a good marketing database. You got a database? Are you using it? All right. Where can you get coupons? Like I said, we have it in-house. We can do stuff like that. How do you make online coupon codes? We get the opportunity to do that. Okay. So all that stuff's very important. Very, very important. You got to make sure you're on the up and up. Make sure you're very transparent. Make sure it's easy to redeem. Because if you're doing something illegal, they will find out. And you will get hit hard. How do you find online coupon codes? The bottom line, hire a pro compared to financial advisors near you. Okay? So, in conclusion, coupons are a cost-effective and powerful tool for driving traffic to your website. By creating attractive offers, distributing them effectively, and tracking their performance. You can boost your online presence, very important. Make yourself look a little different, very important. And increase sales, very, very important. Okay, so why not give coupons a try for your business? Thank you for tuning in today, and happy couponing. All right. Hopefully you got some tips and ideas from the show today. Like I said, we're working on it. I'll check after the show, but hopefully I have somebody in Tuesday or Friday next week. But again, this is our plan B. And get some nice content out there for you if you listen to. Have a great, 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 great weekend. Let's play some music. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Happy Friday. Have a great, safe Friday. We'll see you back here Tuesday at the Hollis Chapman Show. And as always, I'll see you next time.